I am Alan Sutherland.
You're 19, you're here on this site, it's outside Bear's Den, right next to sort of some sports clubs. Shouldn't be here. What's your argument for being here?
To be honest with you, it's just somewhere to live. That's all it's ever been to us, just somewhere to stay and get as long as you can, because at the end of the day, we need somewhere to live. That's always been. That's the way it's always been for us. It's just a gypsy lifestyle.
So you shouldn't be here, though, because it's not a designated site. Why don't you go and stay in the designated site in Lennoxtown?
Lennoxtown is done away with. It's just a waste ground now, and the locals there are quite harassing towards gypsies, to be quite honest.
What do they do towards you?
Throw stones, call us names, get the younger kids come down, like about 16, 17, throw stones, that type of thing.
So it makes it very hard for you to live there then, because you're getting victimised?
Yeah, pretty much. You get a lot of abuse from locals there.
Okay. And how do you respond to that? What do you do?
Just call the police, it's the same as everybody else does. Just call the police.
And are they understanding to what you're telling them?
Yeah, they understand, but the problem is, most of us have young children or young girls and boys, so we have to make sure their safety, so make sure we phone the police. Get escorted away from the place.
How hard is it for you in this sort of nomadic lifestyle then? I know you're used to moving around, but you're about to be slapped with an eviction order in a few hours' time.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
At the end of the day, it's just life. We'll find somewhere else, we'll move somewhere else, we'll just carry on living, I suppose.
How often does this happen to you, that you have to get moved on by sheriffs?
All the time, to be honest with you. At least sometimes twice every 3 weeks. Sometimes twice.
So you're used to it? This is common practice?
I'm used to it. It's common practice. This is what I've always done in my entire life. So at the end of the day, it's just like a normal routine for me.
So it's not just the fact that you're here on private ground and you shouldn't be. There's been allegations and complaints made about your behaviour here.
Yeah.
About fly tipping. What is your response to the fact of that?
My response to that is, to be honest, we have no idea. Like, obviously, I don't work. I just walk about all day. That's all I ever do. So I have no idea about that.
So the rubbish that's been dumped here, you're saying it's not you guys that are doing it, or what?
It's, to be honest, a lot of Irish people come in. Irish travellers come in and dump here. A lot of Irish people come in. We don't know them. They just come in here and dump. That's the truth.
But it's just your family that's here just now? Just
Sutherlands? Yeah, Sutherlands, Cammons, Stewarts, just the usual people.
I've spoken to that lady Lorraine there. She's about to go into labour any time soon. That must be very difficult for her.
Yeah, we have to try and find somewhere we're able to get staying for at least 2-3 weeks just to make sure she has the baby and everything's okay.
And she told me her waters are broke, so the baby's going to come early. How much pressure is that putting on your family?
It's quite a lot of pressure, to be quite honest with you, but we know we'll be able to do it. We'll be able to find someone else to stay, and we know for a fact we can carry on living this way forever.
And is she, I mean, how is she feeling just now? How's she bearing up?
A bit stressed, but at the end of the day, she's pregnant. What do you expect?
And what do you feel about people, the reaction to you? I mean, you've had complaints about being here. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
To be quite honest with you, most people, for the most part, are nice, but you do tend to get some of the younger guys who are a bit harassing, and that's about it, to be honest.
What would your message be to the general public who see you guys here, they know that you shouldn't be here, they see that there's rubbish being lying around here? How would you defend that sort of behaviour?
How would I defend my lifestyle? The only way I can defend it, to be quite honest with you, it's a different way from living from everybody else. People shouldn't look down upon us for living the way we do. It's just been with lifestyles, what we've been brought up with, as we've been trapped with. And all the stuff on TV, don't believe it. Most of it is lies.
You mean the fat gypsy wedding
sort
of thing?
Yeah, that. Like, my response to that is grabbing. It's not Scotch that does that. That's mostly Irish. All the tarmacking and that, we don't do that. All the boxing and that, all the fighting, we don't do that. Honestly, we're just quiet living people just trying to get on with our lives.